I'm a code monkey. I write the software that becomes Access. There's a song that's about code monkey and how they're not very socially apt, or maybe they're a little bit awkward, but you know, deep inside they have a warm fuzzy heart just like everybody else. I worked mostly on Access features that interact with shared teams. I worked on the authentication mechanism, so if you can sign in through the client to SharePoint, that's me. Access gives you the full power of a relational database to keep track of lists of data that are related to one another, but all of the data is stored right there on your desktop. The interesting thing about Access is that it has two very different kinds of users. You have the casual users who see Access, they see this is a good way for me to keep track of data on my own desktop. And then there's a whole class of professional developers who use Access to write applications that they then sell. We've tried to create templates for a wide variety of users. There's the traditional business ones. You have your issue tracker, your contact manager, your tasks list, your home inventory. We've also made a big investment in contemporary look and feel and trying to make Access forms and reports more flexible in terms of the way that you can create the UI. You specify the colors relative to a theme. So if you change the theme, you change all of the forms and reports automatically, and they're all created by designers, so they end up looking good. The whole point of Access is to make it easy for users to data bind things. So you can bind this button to this form, this button to this report, and you can see everything at a glance. That was formerly a very time-consuming process to do manually, and now there's an automatic way to do it. So the feature that I worked on primarily was called calculated fields. The primary reason that we wanted to create calculated fields in Access was parity with SharePoint. And it's something that people are very familiar with when they use Excel. They use formulas. And so by putting this into Access, we ease the transition from people who are used to SharePoint and or used to Excel. And now they can create fully relational tables in Access. The big bet of Access 2010 is that you will now be able to publish your applications to a SharePoint server so that users who don't have Access installed on their machine can still view certain forms and reports on the web, enter data through the browser, and use the application. But I'd be lying if I didn't say I love the product too. I used Access to plan my wedding. I created a form that allows me to quickly access, okay, I need to go look at guests, or oh, I need to look at events. It's really very intuitive and simple to use. People are excited about Access again. People who didn't know what Access did before or who used to use it and found it maybe a little bit more complex than it needed to be now have the opportunity to use Access in a way that is easy for them to understand.